Good morning. We continue with our study of Tshuva 6 to 10 with the thoughts of Rav Volba from the years between 1967 and 1973. And in it, Rav Volba continues with his understanding of this concept of Olam HaYedidus, the world of friendship, and its opposite, the world of Zaros, of a disaster. And so he continues and he says, you have to understand there is a disaster that exists. Because the idea of being attached to Hashem is something that every single neshama needs. When we have any sense of distance, any sense of zaros, of strangeness towards Hashem, then by definition we're acting in an unnatural way. Honestly, says Rav Volba, we have to understand that the natural way of functioning is by making ourselves naturally connect. There is natural connection. So a person hurts himself by making Hashem a czar, a stranger in his life, denying God through the process of nature or through the process of living or in the world of the sciences where we can't accept that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to begin with. That creates a certain tension right off the bat. If we believe in a congressional system and we say God doesn't exist, or you're penalized for believing in God, that doesn't exist. That creates a sense of zaros. And this, says the great Ali Shur, says Rav Volba, is one of the great troubles that exists when people live in a world that doesn't accept religion. When a person who is religious looks at the Bria, looks at science, looks at biology, looks at microbiology, looks at all the issues, or what looks at physics, or looks at any of the situations of natural phenomenon, so he turns around and he says, wow, God exists. On the other hand, somebody else who limits the concept of religion, or specifically a Jew who limits the concepts of religion to just a series of ceremonies and other difficulties, takes the religion and turns it into an avodah zarah. It's practice. You're doing the practices, but they're foreign practices. Yedidus doesn't fall into us naturally. We have to work at that. It's not just the ceremonies. Not that the ceremonies aren't important, but the existence of a bris, instead of having a bris milah ceremony, is much, much deeper and has much, much more meaning. The existence of Yom Kippur, instead of doing Yom Kippur, living Yom Kippur, is a much different experience. Yedidus doesn't come to us so simply because there is this counter force of Zaros that is very strong in the world. And the Torah is the means for us to attach. Studying the Torah deeper and deeper allows us to experience not just the experience, but to look for the depths in the steps of the experience. And that is a fundamental criteria. That is a fundamental component of a success. Now, while we're at it, Rav Volba just continues till the end of the chapter to remind us that we didn't explain the Achzarias very well. Most of the time when we think of an Achzari, says Rav Volba, we're thinking of somebody who qualifies for an oppositional defiant disorder. In a child, we may be thinking of the person who tortures cats. In a soldier, somebody who tortures the captives, just by definition. An antisocial personality disorder. Those people, we say, those people are truly Achzarim. And we say that there is a source of evil in the world. But we also have to understand that the Torah doesn't see only those people as Achzarim. After all, the Rambam identifies that if you don't go around and somebody comes to you and asks you for mechila, for an avera, and really it's contrite, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis, v'lo yeh mochal achzarim milimcho. In other words, a person has to understand that a person who has the ability to forgive, and therefore by definition to create a bridge, and chooses not to under the right circumstances, that individual is an Achzari. The Rambam in Hilchos Avelos says that if you have an opportunity to mourn, and you don't, such a person is an Achzari. And he should really think twice about his actions, and he should go do tshuva. Hilchos Tanis, when there is a community somewhere in the world that needs our help, and we don't feel about it, and we turn around and we say that we can't attach to it, so that's called Achzarias. And not joining in the tzar of the community, is called Achzarius. Says Rav Olba, these are not just antisocial responses that come from a specific mental illness. From the Torah's perspective, there is an element in the world called Zaros. There's an element of strangeness, of distinction, of separation, and we have a responsibility to try to counter it. That's the job of the Olam HaYedidus. He closes out the section by telling us that the Ibn Ezra points out in last week's Parsha, in Parsha's Nitzam Vayelech, that God declares, "Reinasati lefanecha ayom esachayim esato vesamavis vesara." God says, take a look, I give you life and good, I give you death and bad. Asher anochi mitzav chayom le'avas Hashem. So I commanded you to love Hashem. And Ibn Ezra says, the purpose of life, kelomar shehachayim heim le'ahava, the purpose of life is to love. In other words, to not have zaros in the world, to not have the other. There is an importance for us to appreciate what other people bring within our world. And the Torah and the mitzvos are our opportunity to get rid of the strangeness, to create a yedidus, to create a positive impression. If we can create that in our lives, it will bring us to the tshuva that that will get us to return to one another. It will get us to return to ourselves, and of course, to return to Hashem. Everyone have a wonderful day. A Shabbat Shuvah, Tovu Mivorach, and of course, a Gemar Chasima Tovah.